بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers, just if I ask the brothers just to get together instead of leaving these gaps empty, so inshallah I'll cover them instead of the shaitan covering those gaps. Alhamdulillah, last Monday we finished the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The biography that enlightened our hearts and gave us a good picture and a view of the struggling and striving life of Muhammad alaihi salatu wasalam. If we did really want to go in depth into the biography of the Prophet Muhammad alaihi salatu wasalam, we'll sit here for years, because the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and to describe the events that alayhi salatu wasalam went through, and to describe the descriptions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is a never ending lesson. Alayhi salatu wasalam is a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered all the good attributes in him and taken out all the bad attributes away from him, sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. And we heard last week about his death alayhi salatu wa salam, and how he was given the choice between this world and Allah azza wa jal. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma inda Allah is what Allah has, and alayhi salatu wa salam's soul was taken. And I said, inshallah, today, before we go into the biography of the great successors after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr, and then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, I said I'll talk about the attributes and the great attributes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and qualities. شمائل رسول الله وخصائصه وصفاته عليه الصلاة والسلام. I want to talk about his attributes, qualities, and his specialties as being a man that served to the whole world, a mercy to the whole mankind and the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best description that a prophet being described with. And that's where Allah Almighty and Glory says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That verily and definitely we have sent you a mercy to the whole mankind. O Muhammad, you've been sent a mercy to the whole mankind. Not to a specific nation, or a specific color, or a specific time and era, that Muhammad, you are sent to the Arabs, or Muhammad, you are sent to the white people, or the black people, or Muhammad, you are sent to the people of your time, but alayhi salatu wasalam is sent to the whole mankind. A mercy to the whole mankind, sallallahu wasallam wa barak alayhi. And that description, as the scholars say, it's a description that was only described for Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, no one else but him. And when you go and you want to look and research and search on the attributes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it's so much and many that no books could limit those attributes. But alayhi salatu wasalam is described with that a man that was clothed with the greatest and the best attributes and qualities. sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. That's regardless to his beauty as a human being. His attributes and his looks and his nice looking and face that the scholars, that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum described the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with. The one that knows him as a prophet and the one that doesn't know him as a prophet. And alayhi salatu wasalam was also described before his prophecy. And it was also described after his prophecy. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam was described as being the best and the most honest and trustworthy man before the prophecy, and also being described the same description after the prophecy. So you realize with that description that alayhi salatu wasalam was a man that's born with those great attributes. A man that's born with those beautiful qualities. Not a man that he trained himself to be like that, or a man that forced himself to be like that, but sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born with those beautiful attributes and qualities, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the prophecy, which is the 40 years, when he was in Mecca, alayhi salatu wa sallam, will be pointed out as the Sadiq al-Amin, the honest and the trustworthy, the honest and the trustworthy. And if there's a dispute between couples, or if there's dispute between people, or tribes, or a nation, or whoever, let's go to the Sadiq al-Amin. And it's enough what the non-believers, or the people of Mecca, when they disputed over the rock, and who should carry the rock and put it in its place after building or rebuilding the Kaaba, and they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming in, and they all agreed on his decision and judgment. The alayhi salatu wasallam said, let every tribe carry that rock from a corner of a cloth and put that rock at the top of the cloth, and sallallahu alayhi wasallam pushed it into its place. And one of the non-believers, after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam started to call to Allah azza wa jal, he said that Muhammad, before his message, he was the most accepted one among you, and the most trustworthy one among you, and the most honest one among you. And now when he came and called you to worship no one but Allah, you start to accuse him as being a magician. Wallahi, all of us know that he's not a magician. And what Abu Jahl, one of the greatest enemies to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, oh Muhammad, we do not deny you, but we deny what you came with. We can't deny you're a man with great attributes. You're a man with good qualities. We've experienced you. We've mixed with you. We've seen you. We've seen a lot of things out of you. You can't be a type of person that lies. That's why we don't deny you, but we deny what you came with. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. And here the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a companion experiences something from him and describes it. Another companion experiences something from him and describes it. And one after another, and in his household and outside his household, with his companions, with his friends, in the battlefield, in the city, in the market, radiallahu ta'ala anhum described the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Described his beautiful humbleness. Described his beautiful generosity. Described his beautiful mercy on mankind. Described his soft heart towards people. The Abdullah ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, wallahi, he's described in the Tawrat. Where it's mentioned in the Tawrat, that O you prophet, I'll send you as a warner and a guide to the whole mankind. You haven't got the qualities or the attributes of being a harsh man, or someone that screams in the markets, or someone that calls for the bad and forbids for the good. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is another companion that became a Muslim, and before his Islam he was one of the rabbis of the Jews, one of the most respected rabbis of the Jews. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that by Allah, when I looked at the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I knew that face is not a face of a liar. This is a face of a prophet. When I looked at his face, I knew that face is not a lying face, and I embraced Islam after just seeing his face. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from all the ahadith, and again I'll say, one or two or three or even 10 or 20 or 100 lessons are not enough to limit and talk about all the description of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. But he, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam's humbleness, to talk about a man that's a humble man. And how Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam as a man that's humble. And what do people think humbleness is? Someone that acts very soft and smooth, very quiet. That's not the attribute of a humble man. A humble is someone that's got the power and the strength to do something, or to overpower someone, or to be higher than someone, but acts the way he should act. Alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him as the Ra'uf al-Rahim. And the Ra'uf is someone with softness. Rahim, that's merciful upon people. Alayhi salatu wa salam would not change his attitude, or would not change his way of dealing with people, whether he's dealing with a rich man or a poor man or a king or someone that's normal. Does not change his way of dealing with people, whatever status they come from. But alayhi salatu wa salam was more merciful on the poor than the rich, and will stand with the weak than the strong. Alayhi salatu wa salam, if he had something against him, he'll say it. And if there's something against someone, he'll say it. And if there's something with someone, he'll also say it. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. That when they came to intercede for a lady, her name is Fatima, who stole, and she came from a tribe, a respectable tribe, they said, why don't we send one of our companions, why don't we send one of our people and let them intercede? And ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam not to apply the ruling of cutting a hand on her. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam heard that, he said, Wallahi, this is exactly the same act and exactly the same thing that the people before you used to do. If someone is rich, they'll leave him. And if someone is poor, they'll apply the ruling of Allah Azza wa Jal on him. By the name of Allah, wallahi, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, tells, I'll apply the ruling of Islam on her. I'll cut her hand. Whether with or against. Alayhi salatu wa salam was described by Abdullah ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu to see his humbleness. Day by Allah, I see the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam in the middle of the street. A little girl will grab his hand and she'll take him wherever she wants. And alayhi salatu wa salam will follow him. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I've lived and served the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam for 10 years. And I've never ever heard him saying, why didn't you do something when he asked me to do it? And I've never ever heard him screaming at me, or speaking harsh towards me, or asking me questions, or disrespecting me or anyone of his family. That if one of his family will question me something, he'll tell them, he is still a child, leave him. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I've never ever touched more smoother hand than the hand of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is more smoother than a silk. And I've never ever smelt a nicer perfume than the perfume of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And I've never ever seen a better dealing, an attribute, an attitude of someone like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. Three companions narrate the story when they were young. They say that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was delivering a sermon. And he saw three young kids. So alayhi salatu wasalam touched every single one of them on their cheek to make him feel comfortable. He get to play with them. And they say, wallahi, from the sweat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of his hands, it was like a perfume that came on our cheeks. Alayhi salatu wasalam was described that a man used to sweat a lot. And his sweat used to come out like a beautiful musk smell. That his wife, one of his wives, she says that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to sleep on one of the mats, she used to keep that smell and rub her clothing with it so she could smell the beautiful smell. Maybe to us it's disgusting, but that's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had given him specialties. Specialties sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A man comes into the gathering of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and sees the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam around his companions. So he starts to shake. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees that man and looks at him and tells him, "Hawwan alayk, calm down and relax. I am not a king, but I am a normal man that his mum used to eat dry milk, dry meat in Mecca. Come." He used to humble himself. He went to the market one day and he bought few goods for his house. So he told the shopkeeper to weigh them, to weigh them properly. So the shopkeeper saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He jumped at the hand of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and wanted to kiss the hand of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And sallallahu alayhi wasalam pulls his hand out and says, "Don't do this. This is the acts of the A'ajim, the non-Arabs. I am a normal man from you, like you." Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam was in his mosque one day, and a man comes to him from the Bedouins, and the Arab are very harsh, stubborn people. He enters the mosque and tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "O Muhammad, give me." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam gives him. And then alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, "Have I done good to you?" So he says, "No." So the companions got very upset when they saw the action of this man. How could they speak to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam like that? And sallallahu alayhi wasalam went into his house, looked for something extra to give him. So he found something to give him. So he called him. And alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the extra thing. And it was between him and that man. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam tells him, "Are you happy now?" He says, "Yes, I am happy. May Allah reward you for what you've given me, for me and for my family and for my tribe." So alayhi salatu wasalam, in a very nice way, he tells him, "My companions saw a bad action of yours towards me, and they've got something in their hearts. So why don't we do something in front of them so we could take this thing out of their hearts? When I say something, you just say yes." So alayhi salatu wasalam walks out and he says, "This man happened from him such and such and such, and he came to my house and I gave him extra, and now he's happy. Are you happy?" "Yes, I am. May Allah reward you for me and for my family and my tribes." So sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Jazakallah." Look at his actions. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Look at his way of dealing with people. Another incident. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and tells him, "Oh Muhammad, give me from what you have. What you have, it does not belong to you or your father." So sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, This belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he grabs the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam from all his cloth and drags him and moves him and tells him, "Oh Muhammad, give me. That doesn't belong to you or your father." So alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "I will give you. This is the money of Allah." And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "But after I'll give you, I have to retaliate for what you've done to me." So he says, "No." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "Why?" He said, "Because you're not the type of man that deals with the bad. So alayhi salatu wasalam said, give him what Allah had given us and let him go. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. That's his attributes. That's the way he used to deal with people. With youngsters, with old, with poor, with rich. Alayhi salatu wasalam had the best attributes, had the best manners that Allah Azza wa Jal described him. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That verily Muhammad, you are above the great manners. You are above the great manners. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a man that was not the top man that laughs and keeps on laughing, or a man that keeps on frowning, or a man that's harsh. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Oh Muhammad, if you were harsh and hard on people that have walked away from you, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Have pardon on them and ask Allah for His forgiveness to them and consult them. And consultation was one of the great means and ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deal with his companions. He used to consult them and consult them in a lot of things. The Abu Huraira says, wallahi, I've never seen anyone that consults his people as much as Muhammad consults his people. To win their hearts, to get them closer to him. And alayhi salatu wa salam was described a man that would never ever say no to anything. Abdullah ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, wallahi, I've never heard the word la comes out of his mouth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not say no to anything. The only time that he says no is when he says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, no God but Allah. That's how that described him. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. Whatever he's asked for, he gives. And he gives, and he gives. That once alayhi salatu wa sallam was sitting down in the mosque. A man comes to him and asks the Prophet for something. And then another man comes to him and asks the Prophet for something. And then a third man comes to him and asks the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for something. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so embarrassed that he did not have anything to give him, to give them. The alayhi salatu wasalam was described that when alayhi salatu wasalam is asked for something, he asks for forgiveness or he apologizes to other peoples like he done something wrong. That once Umar ibn Khattab told him, O Prophet Allah, do not do what you can't do. Don't force yourself to do something. A man comes and asks for something, and the Prophet says, I don't have, but inshallah if something comes, I'll give you straight away. So Umar ibn Khattab told him, O Prophet Allah, why are you forcing yourself to do something that you can't do? Why are you forcing yourself to give something that you don't have? So alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, I was sent as a mercy to the people. So three of them come to him, one after another, asking him for something, and alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't have anything. Until a man comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and gives him four pieces of silver. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam gives every single one of them a piece of silver. And he's left with one more silver. And he goes home that night. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can't sleep the whole night. He wakes up, prays, comes back to sleep, he can't sleep. So he goes up, prays, goes back to sleep, he can't sleep. And all over again and again and again that his wife realized. She said, oh Muhammad, what's wrong? What's bothering you? Why are you so upset or stressed over what? Did you get a new revelation that's making you so upset? Did you receive something that made you upset? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out the silver piece and said, oh, my wife, that's what's upsetting me. He can't leave this in his house. How am I going to meet Allah if I have this in my house? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi salatu wa sallam was a man that renounced this world. Did not follow the pleasure and the beauty of this world, which they call a zuhud. And a zuhud is leaving or renouncing or abstaining away from the pleasure or the amusements of this world. And the zuhud is not when you don't have, is when you can and you don't. Not when you don't have, like someone that's poor doesn't even earn a dollar and is saying, I'm a Zahid. That's not a Zuhud. The Zuhud is when you have the option to become or to use from this the world's pleasure or the amusements of this world and entertainment of this world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered the valley of Mecca full of gold. Alayhi salatu wa sallam says, no. But I accept to starve one day and have patience and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give me and eat one day and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He's given me. An angel comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, O Muhammad, you have the choice between being a prophet that's a king or a prophet that's a servant. So alayhi salatu wa sallam looks at Jibreel and Jibreel points with his finger downwards and tells him, humble yourself, Muhammad. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I accept to be a prophet that's a servant. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I've never experienced the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating 3 days in a row of filled up stomach. Doesn't fill up his stomach for 3 days in a row. It's never been that alayhi salatu wa sallam had a full meal in 3 days in a row. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. That's his zuhud in the dunya. His zuhud in the dunya, the alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says that whoever dies and has got a debt on him, it's on us to pay for. And whoever dies and has got wealth, it's for his family. And alayhi salatu wa sallam will pay off the debt of someone that dies in his presence. Not a man that's chasing off or chasing behind the dunya. Going behind the dunya, alayhi salatu wa sallam says that what I get from this dunya is only the fifth of the fifth of the beauty. I only get the fifth of the fifth of the beauty. And even my fifth of that fifth, it's returned back to you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give it back to them. That he was described a man that gives a lot of presents. And he gets a lot of presents. And alayhi salatu wa sallam used to accept the presence of the Christian and the Jews and not accept the presence of the pagans. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to get a present, he gives it to his companions. He would not keep it. Only if he needs it. That once alayhi salatu wa sallam received a garment as a present from Yemen, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore that garment, and one of the Arabians saw that garment and told him, O Prophet Allah, it looks nice, can I have it? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him straight away. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. His attributes was to give and give and give and not to keep to himself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a brave man. The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that by Allah at the time of war, when mammoths get heat up, and the battlefield, it's full, and the battle takes place, we're all going behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We're all going hide behind him sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he'll be the closest man to the enemy. We used to protect our souls behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It wasn't a man that sat behind the table on a chair. You go and fight this guy, you go and fight that guy, you go and do this, and you go and do that, and I sit over here. But alayhi salatu wasalam was the first man to participate. Alayhi salatu wasalam, in the battle of Badr, they had one camel for three people. Every three people will have a turn on a camel. And alayhi salatu wasalam had two people with him. That Ali ibn Abi Talib was one of those people, and Uthman bin Maz'un, the third person. And he told him, O Prophet Allah. They told him, O Prophet Allah, you ride on that camel, let us both walk on the ground. So alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I am not better than you to ride on this camel on myself, and you're not better than me to get the rewards of Allah Azza wa Jal in your own. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam was the bravest. In the battle of Hunayn, were 12,000 companions. Where were the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the non-believers were hiding. within the gaps and in the mountains, and they stood up as one man, and they threw the companions with the arrows and the bows as one man hit, and 12,000 companion flew around Hunayn, and they all ran around Hunayn. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the only man that stood where he was and continued walking on his donkey. Baghl, not a horse, on his donkey. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that time was saying, Ana al-Nabiyya la kadhib, Ana ibn Abd al-Muttalib, I am the Prophet, no doubt. I am the son of Abd al-Muttalib. He did not move. Alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the companions narrates that once we heard a voice, a strange voice in Medina, in the middle of the night. So we all wanted to go and see that voice, wanted to see what's going on outside Medina. So everyone was waiting for another two or three guys so they could walk together as groups. And they all walked and they found the Prophet coming from there. And he said, don't worry, it was a caravan that came for one of the companions that's been waiting for it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his braveness. Not a man that will hide behind you. And you go and do this and I'll sit here. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. Alayhi salatu wa sallam was the best to his family. That sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best one among you is the best one to his family. And I am the best one to my family. That his wife say, that alayhi salatu wa sallam used to consult us in a lot of his issues. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even consulted Salama when he faced a misunderstanding from the companions in Hudaybiyah. And she told them, I prove Allah, why don't you go and shave? And when the companions see you shave, everyone will shave after you. And slaughter. And when the companions see you slaughter, everyone will slaughter after you. His wife described the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a man that used to help them and ask them for their needs. What do you want? What do you need? And they used to participate in his housework for whatever he can. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to forget about his wives, although he had 9 wives. These days people can't even handle one. Alayhi salatu wa sallam had 9 wives, and he was fair and just to them. And alayhi salatu wa sallam treated them equally, justly, for whatever he can. Except for his love, where he said and asked Allah for his forgiveness and said, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me for whatever I can't do. And whatever he can't do, it's his love. He used to love Aisha the most. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is that companion or that wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that told us that what mostly takes place in the house of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And she described a lot of the humbleness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And she described his attributes in his house. And she described the way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to sleep and eat and drink. And sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a man that asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him what's enough for him, where he said, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Ya Allah, make the living of Muhammad, that's enough. Enough for him. For him, that's enough. There is a lot of ahadith that talk about the description of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as an appearance. And the best hadith, the hadith that's been narrated by Abdullah bin Jabir, where he describes the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as a beautiful face, more beautiful than the sun and the moon. They describe him that alayhi salatu wasalam had an average height. Not too tall and not short. He had a very average height. His looks and appearance was one of the most beautiful and calming and peaceful appearance. That when someone looks at him, they feel calm, feel happy. They feel like they could speak to him and open to him from the beautiful of his face. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dark, dark hair. Very dark black. Very dark black. and he had long beard that used to cover his chest. His chest and his stomach were even. He had a big chest, and he had a big shoulders, and he had big hands, and he had flat palms, and he had flat feet. And alayhi salatu wassalam had a black hair coming all the way from his, at the bottom of his neck, from his chest, all the way to his belly button. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam had very, very bright white teeth. That there was a gap between his teeth. They call it aflaj. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam had very dark black eyes. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam had very dark eyebrows. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a, his color, they call it like more of a white pink color. He wasn't dark and he wasn't too white. And that color was the most beloved colors to the Arabs back then. And especially people living in Medina or Mecca, under the sun their color is dark. But alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't a dark color man, but he was a white, pinkish colored skin. And alayhi salatu wasalam had white hairs or grey hairs at his last days. The alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, this is waqar, which is a mercy or tranquility. Sallallahu wasallam wa barak alayhi. When he used to speak short, never used to take long in his words. He used to just send the message across and that's it. And alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he used to have a conversation with people, he used to speak to them according to their understanding. Only when he used to give the sermons, sallallahu alayhi wasallam was described that when he used to give the sermon, he used to scream. And his eyes will pop out and his veins on his neck will pop out. It's like he's warning us of an enemy that's attacking Medina. That's how it was described, alayhi salatu wasalam. They described him as a man that used to smile a lot. All the time smiling. And they say when alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to a gathering, all the companions would put their heads down, except Abu Bakr and Umar. The Prophet will look at them and they look at him and they smile to him and he smiles to them. And alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't the top person that used to frown. His face used to be very, very bright, very peaceful. And they said that he used to be so shy, more shy than a virgin when someone asks him for a hand. That's how shy he used to be. And they say that when something occurs that he does not like, we used to know on his face. كُنَّا نَعْرِفُ فِي وَجِهِ. If something happens that we don't like, we used to see in his face straight away, no, that there's something that we don't like. And alayhi salatu wasalam, we only speak in what's good. And would never ever speak in what's bad. That once he was in a gathering, and I heard some people talking, so he said, leave me from your gatherings, I do not want to meet Allah, and there's something in my heart on someone. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to smile, used to laugh, but his laughing was also small. They used to say the maximum that used to happen that is they used to see his fangs. That's a maximum. He would never laugh and start screaming and jump up and down from laughter and grab himself from too much laughter. Alayhi salatu wasallam wasn't the top person. And when sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to walk, they say his walking was very balanced. And was very average. His legs never used to spread too much and never too short. He used to be a very balanced person in his walk. And when he used to walk and step, his step, if someone wanted to push him from behind, they wouldn't because his step was very balanced. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to love cleanliness. That his wife described alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very clean man. They used to focus on cleanliness and used to love perfume. That he said himself that Allah from this dunya, the women and perfumes, and my heart and my eyes into the prayer. And alayhi salatu wassalam would never ever overspend on anything only on perfume. He'll put perfume and put perfume. That they used to smell his perfume from far away. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to comb his hair. And he saw one of the companions' hair was all over the place. So he told, the companion, comb it. Be generous. Whoever's got hair, be generous to it. مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ شَعْرٌ فَلْيُكْرِمْهُ. Whoever's got hair, be generous to his hair. And alayhi salatu wasalam used to love the white of his clothing. He used to love white. And he said, wear your white and bury the dead in white. And alayhi salatu wasalam, and sallallahu alayhi wasalam, used to joke, but his jokes were all also true. He would not joke a joke that's not true, where he says, for example, with the Irishman did this and the Irishman did that, and make up with jokes. That once an old woman comes to him, and she tells him, "O Prophet Allah, do I enter the paradise?" So he says, "No, old woman will enter the paradise." She started to cry, and alayhi salatu wasalam laughed, and he said, "Yes, no, old woman will enter paradise. Didn't you hear the verse in the Quran how Allah described them? They come back young and very strong and fit, the way they were in the ages of 30 and the beginning of 30s and the end of 20s. So his jokes were true. He would not joke and make up a joke just to make people laugh. And alayhi salatu wasalam helps the old. Alayhi salatu wasalam is to help the old and help the poor and help the kids and listen to the kids and give everyone the respect of listening to them. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried. And he cried for the death of his grandson from Zainab. And he cried for the death of his own son Ibrahim. And he cried for the death of other people. And alayhi salatu wasallam was asked for his crying. So he said, this is a mercy that Allah Azza wa Jal puts in the hearts of his servants. So he wasn't a rough, tough person that would not accept any mercy from anyone. But alayhi salatu wasalam was so merciful even on his own enemies. He was so merciful even on his own enemies that whoever wanted to come and embrace Islam, alayhi salatu wasalam, will accept the Islam. And whoever will come and ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for pardon, even after fighting against the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will accept from them. Sallallahu wasallam wa barak alayhi. Anas ibn Malik says, wallahi, there is no better that day than the day that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam appeared to us. And there is no sadder day than the day that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. For the attributes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we could sit down here and talk about it. But the time is limited. And the attributes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are unlimited. It's enough. He's the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as a lighting lamp for people, as a guidance to people, guidance to the truth, a guidance to the paradise. It's enough, he's the man that will intercede for us in the hereafter, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he gets an acceptance of dua from Allah azza wa jal, the first thing he'll make and ask Allah, ya Allah, my nation. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.